Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible. See, I goofed myself up because I got out of the rhythm. And so very loved and darn sexy people. Hi! Welcome! Wow. If you missed the coronavirus webinar that was free, go back and get it now. You're going to want the information. It's going to empower you. It's going to free you. It's going to give you tools. Boy, I'll tell you, when this community comes together, we rock. So thank you to all of those of you who participated. And we had a mess of people on this call. It was amazing. And Stephen just came on to tell me that this is my 500th episode. And he's been with me since episode 108. So yay for the team of Stephen and Dee. 500 shows, you guys. Good grief. Woo-hoo! And with every intention of going and going and going and going. All righty. So our next webinar is on stress. If you heard the coronavirus webinar, you know that stress has a lot to do with it. Because, of course, stress breaks down your immune system. So join us March 25th for all kinds of different and amazing information. You think you know everything about stress, you don't. And I want to remind everybody, guys, I took a couple of months to put this program together for you. It's called The Science of Spirituality. There's three parts to it. I broke it up into three parts in case you financially needed to order one a month or something. But I'm telling you, from doing all of these privates, and I mean like 6-7 a day for 2 months now, the biggest challenge that everybody has that I'm working with is they don't understand how it works. And if you don't understand how it works and you don't have the basics in place, which are easy, then your creation's going to be limited or thwarted or, you know, not what you want in some way positively. So that's on the homepage at imdwallace.com, The Science of Spirituality. All right, so today the channel wants to talk about we are where all creation begins. It's us, not outside of us. So I want you all to remember the old radios where we had to tune in the station and you had to line up, you know, the little arrow with the exact right and correct little line so that you could connect to the frequency that you want to connect to. Well, that's pretty much simply the way we work with creation. When you find the frequency within you and tune yourself in, match it with love and joy, then the universe gets that frequency, hooks up, and you get back the song of what you want. So many of you, us, are still looking outside of ourselves for the money, outside of ourselves for the health, which leads into the next thing the channel wanted to discuss is the belief in all possibilities. So, for example, around the coronavirus, do you think it's possible for you to stay happy and healthy and untouched by this? If you don't think that's possible, it's not possible to find the frequency within you that knows you are constantly and consistently health and wellness. Okay? So you've got to tune yourself in to the frequency of money, find that within yourself, ignite it, and then draw it to you. Now, that doesn't mean you take action, but it does mean you don't take action until you're in alignment with the frequency of what you want. So a lot of this stuff I go over in the Science of Spirituality, the new program, but the more you can just sit quietly and get in touch with being what you're asking for, find the frequency of money that's in you, line it up, turn it on, and then allow that signal to hook up with the universe so you can get your song played, your song of self. Oh, we've wafted into poetry here. So you're where it all starts, guys. That's what we came to learn, not to be victims, but to be victorious over our own creation. Okay? And we're going to balance that. Let's just state, I am victorious over all my creation. I am where all creation begins. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. And so it is. Now, I want to talk for a minute about getting frustrated. Getting frustrated with the work. Getting frustrated with things not showing up. I worked with this gentleman this last week, and he was quite agitated. And he kept saying, I just want you to give me my core beliefs. I said, okay, you tell me what you want first. Well, that took a good 5 minutes for him to be able to tell me what he wanted, which is the first step, as we all know. And then as the half an hour proceeded, there were three major core beliefs that came out. And he kept saying to me, and has written me since, you know, that all he wanted was for me to give him core beliefs. And he didn't feel like he got anything out of our meeting together. So I went back to my notes. He got three amazing core beliefs, but I want you to hear his umbrella core belief that came in after I got the email was, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So if you have, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong as your blanket belief, you're not even going to be able to hear the core beliefs I give you. Right? Because no matter what the universe gives you then in answer to your asking, you can't hear it because you're not supposed to be here and you don't belong in your power marching forward. And therein lies the real continuing to do this work. You know that just from tuning in every week, right? So, again, we're going to balance everything, then we're going to go to the calls. And this should have resonated with everybody out there, okay? We are continually mining the gold mine of us and getting out the false gold so we can really get to the riches. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. And we're going to start with Dory in Arizona. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you? Congratulations to you and Stephen on your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting. I was calling to see if there's anything the channel might be able to tell me about my husband. The last couple of weeks, he's gotten 2 migraines in a row, and it's kind of unusual, and we're just kind of curious if there's anything about that.
The first thing I heard was his neck's out, and it goes to my big yes. Does he get migraines? I mean, has he been diagnosed as somebody that gets migraines all the time?
Yeah, he used to get them really bad when he was younger. He gets the auras, and they used to have, like, a really bad headache. But he gets over them very quickly now. And I was thinking it might be due to some physical work he was doing and maybe just something like that. So that's all.
Yeah. Do you guys have an osteopath?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, a chiropractor, I get, can help him. But the highest choice would be an osteopath. Do you know what an osteopath is?
Yeah, I know they're a medical doctor that does the same kind of alignment corrections.
They can do a lot more because they work with the muscles, the organs, the tissues, all of that. So I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, guys, but that's the energetic information that I'm getting right now is that that's going to help him more than anything.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
All righty. Thank you, baby. Hey, Kirk. Boy, I love
it. Hey, baby.
All of a sudden, I get to talk to you all the time. What's up?
I get thrown off by the clock shift today. I didn't set the one-room clock.
Well, you're here.
Yep. Wouldn't miss it. I did some additional work while I was waiting on the queue. I definitely woke up out of balance, and
I get a no on that.
Okay.
You woke up in balance, and then it's the clock thing. Did you realize it when you woke up?
I thought I woke up exactly when I wanted to and found out moments later it was an hour later.
Yeah, that's all it is. That just threw you out of your balance. You went, holy hell.
And then I got some emails that were concerning things that called for more demands on my time. And I've been in a very good flow for a couple of weeks, and I felt like this is great, moving forward, taking care of stuff. And then I felt like there was a bunch of unfinished stuff from my past I had to address. And I know
you and everybody else.
Really? I'm kidding.
Well, sure. Look, guys, you know, we live on a physical plane. Shift happens. So you can't let something outside of you determine how you feel. So if you get emails, I mean, I really had to balance my energy after I got that email from that gentleman because, you know, it pushes me into, oh, Dee's not giving enough. Dee's not helping enough. Dee's not, you know. And I went, no, I'm not going there. That's old childhood stuff of rescuing my alcoholic father. Not going to do it. So what do I want? I want to know, and I do know, that from my heart, I give everything I have to give to pretty much everybody in my life, but never at the expense of myself. And Kirk, when you go into that, that's how you abandon yourself. When you go into reaction like that, it makes you abandon your God self that's creating everything so successfully. So just bring yourself back, deal with it, and move on.
Yeah. I restated my, while I was waiting, I restated my sending out divine love, divine light from my heart center and had that come back to me. And once again, do the work and it supports.
Yes, and you need to send the love within to yourself. That's unique to the most in this instance. Guys, again, the principle of self-love that they've been teaching us from day one is the most important thing you can practice. Does this feel good? Does this encourage me to love me? Okay?
Yeah. And I want to thank you again. Congratulations on 500 shows. And
thanks.
Thank you so much for what you share with us and your discipline to be there consistently and also share your experience. It makes a great difference in our lives and the people we share it with.
Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you so much for that webinar on the coronavirus. Everybody, if you were there, thank you for participating. And if you haven't heard it, it's going to, I feel very comfortable saying it's going to give you information that will help you address, consider, and focus on the right things in
yeah.
the storm of so much scattered information. It's
yeah.
really
well,
good stuff.
My God, you know, guys, thank you for that, Kirk. And guys, the fear of the virus is more of a sickness than the virus. I mean, it's crazy. It's like the old West out here with everybody stampeding Costco. I guess knowing this work and being so clear that we're the creators over our health and our wellness gives a great objectivity to all this, unless you allow those frequencies of fear to dry in, and then your radio signal is way off. So thank you, Kirk. I appreciate all those kind words. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to Kathy in Illinois. Hang on, you're on.
Good morning.
Morning.
I enjoyed the webinar also.
Great.
And during the webinar, you talked about an article you read about the CDC had been working on a virus.
Working on a cure for
yeah.
coronavirus. Yeah,
or a vaccine.
Years ago.
Vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where that article was from?
I would guess, hold on. I would guess it was on an MSN feed because that's pretty much every morning. I go on MSN feed and just get some of the top. It was either on that or on the news feed on my phone.
Okay.
But you can still find it. I bet
oh,
if you
I'm
Google.
Sure. Google
I bet if,
something about CDC and corona vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm just curious about reading about it.
Well, basically what it said was they were close to finding a vaccine, and then they lost all the money, or the money was taken away.
Well,
and there's
yeah.
been huge amounts of money diverted from the CDC.
Oh yeah,
for
I think they've
other...
lost at least half of their funding from the government.
Yeah, well, and now you see, we're paying the price. Is it? Are we more afraid of immigrants coming over the border for a wall, or are we more afraid of a medical pandemic killing
yeah.
thousands of people? You know, it's interesting from our perspective and our point of view of the work to see how your decisions and your fears, your judgments, create a situation that is detrimental in so many other ways. So
yeah,
we do
judgment,
our job
yeah.
within us. We help the entire universe, guys.
Yeah. And then judgment on what is of value, you know, that the government supports, what's of value, you know, and how many things we may have missed by cutting funding to NASA, cutting funding to the CDC, cutting funding to these soft parts of our government.
Yeah, and we're learning some big lessons here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a call for everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, show up and vote. Because if you don't, you're not being responsible for what you're putting out in the world. So you got no right to complain about anything if you don't participate. That's my feeling on it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, universe, will you create for me? I don't have to do anything. But we know when we turn it over to the masses of different direction out there, we rarely get what we want. We get a mixture of everything that's going on. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want all the clarity to be open and people to be able to see what's out there and what's of value.
Well, then I would start claiming that, Kathy.
Yep.
I see, I'm clear, and all energy sees and is clear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times when we want something like that, we keep looking at the people that we don't think match that. And wishing that they would change.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, see, and that ain't going to get them. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's your answer.
Yeah.
Guys, only focus and talk about and think about what you want. Only what you want in the positive.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
I needed that.
Yeah, I think everybody needed that, Kathy. Thank you. Gabrielle, caught me last night at dinner. She said, oh, Mom, that was a negative comment you made about TV, and you want to do TV. I went, yep, you're right. Boy, did I teach her well. Lisa in Chicago, you're on.
Hey, Dee. I'm thrilled to be part of your 500th episode.
Thank you.
Okay, so my question was going to be, what can help me get more in alignment with money and love? And then you started the show, and I thought, okay, there's got to be a core belief standing in my way. So are you getting anything on a core belief that
Well, I will now I that you asked.
Okay.
So you got to ask. Ask and you receive.
All right.
That's why, does the channel have anything for me? Isn't really asking what you want. So, yes, there's two kind of umbrella beliefs for you. Am I going to core belief? This page here. Well, the first one is you really, and this is for everybody she's bringing in, we all have got to accept, be open to, know, and practice I am God. Because they took me to the first core belief, I can never be God.
Okay.
But you are a fractal of God, and for sure you are the God of you. So, you see, if there's any part of you that's still arguing that, you're going, well, I'm going to direct my day. I'm going to direct my day. I'm saying exactly what I want here. Oh, by the way, I'm not the God of me that creates it. So what does the universe do with that? It's got to wait.
They don't know what to do with it. So
exactly.
I find myself wavering a bit. So what?
Honey, we all are. We all are. I am. And the more I'm telling you again, everybody, if you want to shift something around really fastly, vibrationally, do the flipping breathing exercise. I talk about it all the time. And in all these private sessions, I say, do you do the breathing? Well, no. Well, then don't keep coming back with the same stuff, you know? And I'm not talking to you, Lisa. I'm talking to everybody. slow count in to the count of three or four. You take a breath. As you exhale slowly with a smile on your face, Lisa, you go, I am God. And really feel it when you say it. I suggest to everybody, You start by going to your love place first, and then you do that exercise, and you can do it around anything. I am money. I am health and wellness. I am health and wellness and money. You can combine them. Do it 10 minutes a day. It will shift your brain, I promise. Go ahead.
When I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel any stress, I start doing that when I remember to do that, and it just relaxes me and I go right back to sleep. It truly works.
Yeah, because in your sleep, you're trying to work out all the stuff you're in fear of during the day. And there's really nothing to fear if you know that you are the God of you. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the first one, because you can do all this work, which will help bring this forward, okay? But until you really know, trust, and believe that you're the creator of you, then you're going to do all the directions and everything and go, yeah, but, which has got to cancel it out or at least minimize it in some way. All right, the second one, this page here, 2, 5, 6. Yep, here we go. See, we got a theme going already. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. So, everybody, you do belong to be here. You chose to be here. You were the God of you that said, I'm going back in. I'm going back into embodiment because that's where I learn things the fastest in the most complete way. So you are the God of you. You're supposed to be here learning about all this. You're supposed to be here being powerful. You're supposed to be stepping out in your creativity. You're supposed to be here. You belong here because you chose to be here.
Okay.
And energy follows direction. Okay? So if we're going to take money away from the CDC, we're going to experience the ramifications of that so that we can learn to focus and direct the energy that we want around what's important. Right?
Thank you.
But that doesn't mean we're not supposed to be here and we don't belong. That just means we're supposed to be here, we belong, and we're learning.
Okay.
And that's what God is a continual expansion of learning about itself. Okay? Brilliant.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a little mini seminar here today. Lena in Oklahoma. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hey, Dee. How are you today?
Fabulous. Thank you.
I want to say congratulations, like everybody else. Congratulations on your 500th show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Then I also want to thank you for I was reading one of Gabby's posts on Instagram about her seeing you in the show where you did.
I had
something come up when I was watching that, and I remember as a kid watching you in Cujo, and I was wondering if watching horror movies as a kid or reading Stephen King books as a kid, if that like brought in fear somehow.
I get a no on that. You loved Stephen King because you came into study fear.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I did not know that because I've been feeling a lot of fear lately.
Well, I would start objectively studying fear. Objectively. What creates fear? So can you tell me that?
No. The first thing that comes to mind is not accepting yourself where you are or what you've created.
Well, that's just another way of saying I have no control over the creation of me. And that's what we fear. Oh, I'm going to die. I don't have any control over that. Well, you do. You can choose, you know, when you want to go. You can choose to lay down and go peacefully without getting sick. There's a lot of choice, but ultimately the biggest fear we all have is death. But that can be exemplified in our lives through the death of a loved one, the death of a job. We tried to do something and it didn't manifest. All those things are like mini deaths. A breakup is a mini death. Loss of money is a mini death. But it all comes back to, I don't have the control over me, which goes back to, I can never be God. And, by the way, that's the main energetic cause, according to my channel, not a doctor, of the coronavirus, is I have no control.
Okay.
So, you know, guys, you want to stay, do everything you can to keep your immune system strong. I know I'm in control of my life. My immune system is strong. And I am happy, because being happy is the best thing you can do for your immune system.
Okay.
So if you ever feel yourself going into fear, going, all right, I'm going to sit down with a piece of paper and I'm going to be my own shrink. What am I afraid of? One thing that I'm afraid of. Well, all right, I'm just going to free associate and write down why I'm afraid of that. Huh. I wonder where that belief or those beliefs came from. Where did I get those beliefs? You'll hear. You see, you can do all the work for yourself that I'm doing for you. And that is what the purpose of this work was created for. In the first place was, I said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. And then the messages started coming. Got it?
Okay. Got it.
All right, baby. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you. Yeah. Well, boy, this is a good discernment call. I'm liking this. Sylvie in New York, you're on.
Hi. How are you doing?
Fabulous, baby. What's up?
Good. Yeah. I'm just calling. I don't know if it's pertinent, but I'm just going through this survey for the land thing.
Yeah.
I did a survey 4 years ago, and what took place is that there's a nail in the road, and throughout my property, I have three stakes. One stake is missing, which is with that nail, which neighbors say, no, it's not. But when I did the survey sent to me with the property line, I believe told the surveyor, because the nail, he would not find the nail unless he was told. So the neighbor told him that the nail was there, and that's where he went with the property. And so I'm losing about an acre or more of trees, and I'm like, now I have a survey, now I have to redo a survey, but are they going to go by the survey that I have now? You know, it's like,
okay, all right. So Sylvia, I'm not a psychic.
Right, I know.
Okay, but I can tell you, you have enough doubt to cancel out creating what you want.
Okay.
Guys, the biggest sin we do against our energy and creation is to not know. I don't know that I'm going to get a part when I go into audition.
Right.
But I know the material, and I know I'm a great actress, and I know I'm going to go in that room and rock. I know that.
Right.
Okay. That's why I book as much as I book. Because I know. Okay. So right now, all your attention is on the neighbor and the nail and getting screwed over. And that's not going to get you what you want.
Right.
What you want is a fair and honest assessment and accurate, that's the important word, assessment of your property line.
The what?
So I am, isn't that what you want?
Yes. That's what I wanted the first time.
Well,
but apparently, I guess, yeah.
Well, so you created a nice little opportunity for you to learn how to get specific about creation.
Right.
So I am right now creating a fair and accurate assessment to my party line.
Right.
It serves everybody in the highest good, including me.
Exactly.
And that's what you want. That's what you feel into. That's what you tune the radio of you into, so
right,
that
right.
that fair and accurate assessment can find you. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a blessed one, Lou.
Oh,
okay.
I created that way, baby cakes. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, Pat in Connecticut, what do you have for me?
Hi. Can you tell me, am I in danger of a heart attack? And then
okay, not the right question, Pat, because everybody is in danger
okay.
of a heart attack.
All right.
So
right.
Well, I want to teach everybody, because you're all learning how to do this work for yourself, whether you know it or not, that the accuracy of the question is important. They want to give you, well, I'm surprised they're taking the time to do this on the show. They want to give you three things that you need to get into alignment, into harmony within yourself. First of all, do you know that you need to eat better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of belief systems around food and health. And as long as those are in place, you better eat the things that you believe are going to create health for you. That's number
okay.
one. Okay. Like immediately start eating the way you know is going to enhance the health and wellness in your body. Then we're going to a core belief here. Yeah, we're back to I can never be God. So, guys, do you know it's possible for you to be the creation over your own body, brain, health, and wellness? Or does stuff just happen, Pat?
Well, as you were saying it earlier, I said, okay, is it enough just to say that again and again? Or
no, it's not enough. I'm not giving you affirmations, guys. Can we get really clear about that? I don't give you affirmations. I give you commands.
Okay. Forgive me. I'm quite new.
No, no. It's good. It's good, Pat. You're bringing so much clarity to everybody. So they're not empty affirmations. Energy needs direction. Energy has to have direction. Or it will be directed by all the fear and the old stories and the old religions and everything else that's burdening our energy systems, right? So if you don't direct it, all these old ideas about heart attacks and everything will direct your energy for you. Now, sorry, everything's coming in so fast. So the first thing you have to do is know and accept even the possibility that you have dominion over your own health and wellness.
Yes.
Okay? So that mm-hmm. was number two. Then they're taking me to... Well, it's not your heart, but it's all hearts, a heart, okay? Your anytime something shows up in our body as dis-ease, it is a gift to us to look at what our body is trying to get our attention about. If we have arthritis, for example, oftentimes you are being called to see what belief systems you're too rigid about. Where is the rigidity in your life? Well, if they don't do it my way, it's the highway, right? Stuff like that. That's often the basis of a lot of arthritis. So I want to get to the basis of, dear God, look at what you've done, Pat, all heart disease. Okay, sheets, book, give me a song, baby. And you thought you were just calling in about you. Give me a song.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, geez. And it's a blank. You are beautiful.
Okay. Well, see, joy and love, joy and love, joy and love toward ourselves. The basis of most, not all, but most heart disease is that we simply do not love ourselves. And it's hurting our hearts. Oh, God, I feel that. Can you feel that, Pat?
You know what? I keep telling myself, I discovered that Ho'oponopono video of talking to your child, and I keep saying this week, you've got to go and do it again. Do it again. Do it again to that child, to heal the child.
Well, yeah, and just, guys, again, how many of you get up before you get up and direct your day? They're giving us such simple things to do.
Yes.
But if you're not supposed to be here and you don't belong, then you're not going to choose to do them, guys. Direct your day. In this day-to-day, my intention is to love me. And love me and love me and love me. I am going to do all the things that love me. I'm going to think the thoughts that love me. I am going to tune myself into self-love and divine love. And now, universe, I am commanding that all people who are in alignment with loving me come forward, be my angels, work with me to create what I want. So they would like you to get those three things. Eat better, because you have a lot of belief systems around that. I am the God of me, now and consistently and forever. And I love me. I love me, and I love the heart of me. Okay?
Yes. And I was wondering earlier when you said, I don't belong here, I thought, oh, gosh, I hope that's not me still. What
well,
do you do for that one?
Pat, it's a little bit of all of us. Because until we really know, and we're all working on it, myself included, every healer that I know, we're just all striving toward that knowing, which, by the way, you claim I do know while you're getting to your knowing, our knowing of the amazing creations of God that we are. And the more we accept that and embrace it, the more we create.
Okay.
All right, baby.
God bless you, and congrats on 500. 500. Wow.
Thank you. Hey, couldn't have done it without you all, could I? No. Thank you, baby.
Thanks so much. Go.
Alberta, you're
Hi,
on.
Hi, long time no talk.
I know. What's up, baby?
How are you? Congratulations on your 500, and
Thank
I'm glad
you.
To be part of it. I'll only keep you. Dee, I've got redness on the upper part of my cheeks. It looks like a sunburn or a burn, not a sunburn, but a burn. I'm wondering if it's from a certain food or is it?
Well, they're giving me, the highest word they're giving me is rash. It doesn't look like a rash, but in the channel's mind, that's what it falls under. And And then I get the word allergy. Something red. What are you eating that's red? Cherries? Are you eating a lot of cherries? Or
Too many tomatoes.
Yeah. That's not it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Why are we – they keep showing me cherries. You eating something new with a pit in it?
I eat a lot of avocado.
Oh, my God. I get a yes. I get a yes on that.
I wonder if that – well, I eat one a day, and maybe that's too many. Because, and they're not that big.
Well, okay, so what I'm hearing, again, not a doctor, they're saying try one every other day and see if this doesn't dissipate. When I say it's cold, it's weather, I get it is physical. We going mental or spirit? No. Physical. Yeah, when I say avocado, it goes to my big yes. How bizarre. But, you know, guys, anytime you eat lots and lots and lots and lots of one thing, you can create an allergy.
Yeah, and I think it was the reason I do it is there's so many vitamins in it that, and it's so they're so good for you that
well,
instead of eating half
vitamins
of one,
are good for you unless you OD on them.
Absolutely.
You can OD
absolutely.
On vitamins. And I talked to somebody else on the show, you know, about that horrible, horrible mouth rash I got when I was a girl because I was eating all the new homegrown tomatoes.
Yeah, that came
now,
to me. That's
tomatoes aren't bad for you.
Of,
we know tomatoes
exactly.
are good for you, but
yep.
too much of anything is going to create an imbalance. So try one every other day. Will you let me know, please?
I shall. And what is the core belief with me with money?
With money. That's the right
with
question.
Money.
Yes.
I need lots of money. Yeah, with money.
Here. Well, again, you see, you don't know you're the frequency of money. You keep, guys, we keep looking out there and going somewhere out there is the money that I need. But you have to tune the radio of you into the frequency of loving money, and then you'll draw it to you.
I do the exercise every day, but obviously I'm
no.
And the breathing.
I get a no. I get a no on that. You're doing the exercise in order for you to bring the money in from the outside. I want you to do the exercise of knowing you are the frequency of money.
Oh, okay.
That's different than what you're doing, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. That's if I can get you to get that today, your life can change. Around
I did
whatever
have that. I had that in December. I did have it in December.
That's a true statement.
So,
that's a true
I did.
Statement.
And then, absolutely.
They,
and then I'm like,
you know
oh
what
my goodness.
They're showing me, Alberta?
And then
they're showing me in Vegas. And the first time I went to Vegas, I hit the 3.7s. And
wow.
only because I was just there to have fun. I didn't expect to win anything. Right?
Exactly.
And now, and then the rest of the trip, I went back trying to make myself win again. So the intention went from, oh, wow, this is a lot of fun and I'm open to making some money here, to I'm going to do this. I'm going to make money come in. And that pushes it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And on the vitamin C, with taking vitamin C with extra magnesium or taking vitamin C with calcium, it's like a powder. I've taken both. I do take the vitamin C with magnesium now, but I'm wondering if
it's working for you.
With the magnesium is better than the one with the calcium, isn't it?
Not the right question.
Okay.
You everybody our age needs calcium, pretty much. Not a doctor. You need to check with
your
doctor.
Yeah, I agree with you. But then sometimes at the health food store, they'll say, oh, the one with magnesium is better rather than the vitamin C.
Okay, well, you go
with
in.
Calcium.
Can you go into yourself and ask yourself?
I have trouble with that, but I did do it with the pendulum. And
well, because if you believe I can never be God, you're not going to trust your own voice. Got it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So everything comes back to you knowing your own power and listening to the power of you, guys. Doesn't mean you don't put together information and everything on this plane, but I don't want you to keep continually put the power outside of you. We have to learn we are the power, and the only way we learn we are the power is to listen and exercise our power. Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, baby. Thank you.
It's lovely talking to you.
Oh, you too, Miss Alberta. Sorry, I clicked you off there. Elena, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Do you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Oh, I just want to say, you know, I've been thinking about for weeks now how what a tremendous gift of generosity this is that every Sunday you do this. It really humbles me in the most soul-expanding way, and I thank you. And I get so much from everybody, you know, so I'm just really grateful. I've been really playing with, thank you, playing with, you know, using everything that happens as an opportunity for soul expansion.
Yeah.
And, from like 5:30 yesterday till about 5:30 a.m. this morning, something came up, and I was not immersed in the downward spiral for those entire 12 hours. I was sleeping for part of it. But when I found myself going there, I said, no, I'm going to use this. This is everything is working out for my highest good. I can use this as an opportunity and just, you know, processing the feelings, bringing loving presence to everything and insights coming. And I've just been so tremendously grateful because I feel so much better now instead of just trying to stuff it, repress it, you know, myself.
Gosh, why don't you just take over the show, Elena, because you got it. I'm telling you, you expressed exactly what this work is about, because in that choice that Elena made, she took herself from hell into heaven. Do you understand? That's what they're talking about creating heaven on earth, and that's within each of us. But you have to, and you have to monitor your choices of thought and perspective and focus in order to consistently live in your heaven. Now, do some of us go back to hell every once in a while? Sure, we live on a physical plane. That's why we choose to come into a physical plane, because there's no other plane where you can learn it more succinctly than in embodiment. Right?
Yeah.
So good on you.
Well, thank you. What I just really loved was that I had more grace going through it. You know,
you
like
bet.
It was okay that I had delved in the darkness or whatever, that it was okay that I didn't need to shame myself for that, you know? And so is there anything else that I need to know or...
Well, yes, they would like to give you a core belief around why whatever it was happened. And can you sort of kind of tell me what happened without...
Yes. A friend that I haven't seen in years was coming into town. We had some tentative plans. Energetically for me, it felt like we had firm plans, and I didn't realize my life has been very busy, especially with my child. And I didn't realize so many days had gone by, and she had made alternative plans for herself, which I'm glad she did. But I was hard on myself for a while there, and also fearful that I had let her down, then fearful that, well, maybe it was casual for her, so maybe I'm not that important to her.
Okay,
so
Elena, that's, and I'm going, well, actually I'm going to your mom and your dad, this fear of letting people down. What did they have to do with that in teaching you that?
Self-sacrifice, probably.
Oh, yes. Big time.
Yeah.
So
what I really got from it was I don't value joy. I need to bring more joy into my life for me. Like scheduling fun is what
yes.
I really got out of it.
Yeah, big time. But you can't do that. Your little girl is saying, "Oh, you got to give yourself up. You got to give yourself up." You know, for everybody
yeah.
else. And that's really all it was. But you need to address that core belief that you got when you were very, very little and brought it in from past lives also and picked a family that kind of represented that was godly, as a lot of us picked families like that, that it's godly to give ourselves up and be in total service to other people. Now, if that gives you joy, then that's what you should be doing. Most of us do it out of a sense of duty, which leads to resentment ultimately. So now
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I have robbed myself of joy. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, now you know that you can take care of yourself, always keep your life in balance, always, you know, be there for yourself first. And then through choice, whomever else, you know, and the channel's going, you know, she really doesn't think a thing about this. She went on, she did something else. You're the only one holding it, which is not in congruence with self-love. So you can let that go now. All right. Got to go.
Thank
you. Love
you,
sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I was ready to take another call, and I just looked at the time, and we're way over. How did that happen? Oh, my gosh. I just get lost in all of you and your energy and your brilliance. Boy, what a show. You got some clarity today. Please, please put it to use. Live it, guys. Go in and find that frequency within you and tune yourself in and turn yourself on. Let's say it together. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.